I'd like to speak to you a little bit about the Parashas Bikurim. In the Parashas Bikurim, it says, you come to the land. It's called the land, but what land are you referring to? It is the land. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have a mitzvah of Bikurim. It's only when you come to the land. Asher Hashem Elokecha noisein lecha, nach alo, Hashem gives you a portion in that land. Velokachta meireshis kol pri o adoma. You have to take from the beginning. The Bikurim is like the Bechor, the reishis kol pri o adoma. And then what happens? Then velachta lamokum, you go to the place. Asher yivcha Hashem Elokecha l'shakein shemo yisham. You're coming to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring the Bikurim, and what do you do? And the pasuk says, "V'lokach hakoyin hatene miyodecho." The koyin shall take the basket. The tene is the basket from your hands. V'hinichoy, and he will place it lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, front of the altar of Hashem. Now, what does the koyin do when he takes it? Rashi says, "V'lokach hakoyin hatene v'heinefoysoy." The koyin is going to raise it up. The Kohen will place his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim. And now you've got the Kohen's hands and the Yisrael's hands. V'heinif, and he waves it. That's what happens. Where's the makar for this, Rashi? It's really a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. The pasuk says, V'aveisem shama, you will bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Oiloi seichem, your korban oila. Zivchechem, your, those that you slaughter. Chizik korban shlomim, masroi seichem, ve'es trumas yedeichem. What are you bringing, trumas yedeichem? What does it mean? Trumas yedeichem, Rashi says, bikurim shenemar, v'lokach akoyin atenem yedecha. Trumas yedeichem, the raising of your hands. So, bikurim seems to be called the raising of your hands. Why is bikurim called, what does bikurim have to do with the raising of the hands? Why is that what we call Bikurim? So, it says over here, let's try to understand what is the Yesoid of Bikurim and what that has to do with our hands being raised. The Pasuk says, Ubasel HaKoyin, the Pasuk says you're going to come to a Koyin, V'amar to Elav, and you will say to him the following thing, and you give a speech, and that speech basically, it's going to be a synopsis of history. That's the speech that we say on the night of the Seder. But what are we giving this speech for? Rashi says, because you're telling him, She'incha kafui tov. Kafui tov is someone that kind of covers up the good. He ignores the good. A person that's makir tov, who recognizes the good, that's someone who is admitting that there is someone who is kind to them. So Bikurim is about not denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kindness. Bikurim is about being makir toiv. If a person's makir toiv, he brings the bikurim. If that's the case, so why is it dafka bikurim that's akoras hatoiv, as opposed to any of the other matanas that we give? So perhaps the pshat is as follows. We know when a person is successful, often people, when they taste success, so they get very haughty. They have a lot of gaiva. They get conceited. And they say, this is all of my doing. V'ram levavecha, v'shachachta as Hashem Elokecha. A person sometimes, he will get like exalted in his heart, and he'll forget Hashem, and he'll say, v'amartu belvavecha, koichi ve'oitzem yodi osali esachayel hazeh. My strength, my hands are the ones that made all of this wealth. A person can say that. When a person brings his first fruit, he brings his first fruit, and he feels so proud. Here it is, the fruits of my labor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind us, don't forget where all this is coming from. It comes from me. It comes from Hashem. A person has to remember to be makir toiv. That's why dafka bikurim is at the beginning of the process. A person says, "Koychi va'oitzem yodi, oitzem yodi." Koyach, it's an interesting thing. Yad, your hand, is gematria 14. Two hands, yad yad, is gematria koyach. So if a person says, "Koychi, my hands, va'oitzem yodi," these are the hands that did it. If you count the amount of knuckles you have on your fingers, it's exactly 14. You have 14 knuckles. Koichi ve'oitzim yad yasali esachayelade. I did it with these hands, these knuckles. I made it happen. But a person's supposed to remember it's not you. A person's supposed to remember that everything really comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we say v'hayu kisavoy el ha'aretz. When a person comes into Eretz Yisrael, up until then, Kal Yisrael was getting man min hashamayim. There's no need for bikurim if the man is falling from shamayim, because you know it's not you. It's straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, and now we're going to have to work the land, we might think that it's really us, and it's no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing for us. Therefore, we have the mitzvah of bikurim. Now, we find something interesting. We find when it comes to hands, this seems to be a very special position. And we'll explain why. It's going to make a lot of sense. Avram Avinu, when he was approached after he won the war against all of the four kings, so Melech Sdoim came to Avram and he said to him, Harechush kachloch, you know what? You won the war, keep the spoils. You can have all of that. And what did Avram said? V'yomer Avram el Melech Sdoim, Harimoisi yodai el Hashem, I will raise my hands to Hashem. What does that mean? He's making a shvua. Koine shemayim va'oretz. Why is he raising his hands? When you make a shavua, so we're familiar with going like this, why is he raising his hands? What does raising your hands have to do with what does it have to do with this whole the whole dynamic? What's happening over here? We find a similar thing. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet, says when Rebbe was on his deathbed, and Rebbe Bishas Piti Rasoi Shel Rebbe, Zokaf Eser Etzbois, he lifted up his 10 fingers, Klape Maila, up high, and he said, Riboyne Shaloilam, Goli V'yadua Lefanecha, Shigati Be'eser Etzbois B'Toyra, Lo Neneisi Afilu Me'etzbaktana. These 10 hands, I used them for Torah, what's he putting his hands up in the air for? What is this? Over the Pshat, the Chayr is as follows. We mentioned that the hands, person's hands, are what represent koichi ve'oitzem yadi. Koyach is in your hands. In yad, koichi. If a person's hands are down here, so they're saying the hands are for me. Your hands are up here. You're recognizing my hands are coming from Hashem. These hands are from Hashem. When Melech Sdoim said, Avraham Avinu, you won the war, you take the booty, he said, Hashem won this war. He said, Hashem. I'm putting my hands up to Hashem. What am I saying? This is all you, Hashem. So I deserve nothing. Perhaps this is the whole idea of a person raising his hands. In the Fizeh, we can understand a little bit more about the mitzvah called Netilas Yodayim. The mitzvah of Netilas Yodayim is interesting. Part of the interesting thing is, do you know what you're supposed to do after you wash your hands? Some people make a big mistake. They wash their hands and they go like this, which is they put their hands down. You're supposed to put your hands up. Now, it's not so comfortable because the water kind of like drips down, but you get used to it after a little while, okay? But you're supposed to put, and as a matter of fact, the Hasidim, after they raise their hands, after they wash their hands, they have something they say. Anyone know what it is? Anyone know what the Hasidim say? What? Anybody? What? Mati?
I know it. Wait.
Su'u. Su'yidechem koidesh. Su'yidechem koidesh. Raise up your hand. Su'yidechem koidesh. As a matter of fact, it's a very interesting thing. It's called netilas yodayim. What does it mean, netila? Anyone know what the word netila means?
Taking.
It doesn't mean pouring. I would have thought pouring would be the great name. You're washing your hands. It's not called washing. It's called taking your hands. What does it mean you're taking your hands? What is Netilas Yadayim about? However, the pshat is as follows. Adam Rishon got a curse. His curse was Bezeas Apecha Toicha Lechem. You know, bread used to grow on trees. That would have been great. You just pick a piece of bread off the tree and you eat it. Not after the curse of Adam Rishon. Bezeas Apecha Toicha Lechem. With the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread, which means you're going to have to work for it. Bread is really the only food that you really have to grind in order to be able to eat it. It's the strangest thing. It is nothing until you grind it. Grinding is very, very hard. It's a lot of sweat when you grind. Those of us that ever, if you ever grinded for matzahs. But in general, this is b'zeis apecho, with the sweat of your brow, tochal lechem. That's the curse. That means that bread, I made the bread. Hashem makes apples and oranges and cows and all the only, I make the bread. This is my hard work. So a person can tend to think, this is mine. Netilas yadayim. Hashem, it's all yours. Su yideichem kodesh, uvaruch es Hashem. That's what's going on over here. The Shla says, this is the Shla Kaddish, this is the makor for the Hasidim. He says, Kibalti la'achar shenotal yodav v'igbiyem. I have a Kabbalah after you wash your hands. Koidem shi'asa bracha yoyim ha'pasik su yideichem kodesh. Before you make the bracha, you say, raise up your hands. V'ein ze nikra v'saka v'chaven l'soid sheramazdi. This is a special soid that Rebbe was zokaf eser etzpois. Okay, let's get back to our discussion over here. Our discussion is, we're talking about now the Bikurim. The Koyanim place their hands under the hands of the Yisrael and they lift up the Bikurim. What's with the Koyanim? Why do the Koyanim's hands have to be there? So the Koyanim is interesting. The Koyanim, Shevet Levi, the Koyanim, they don't work. They don't have a Nachala. They don't have fields. They don't harvest bread or anything. Everything they get, the Koyanim, comes from others. The Koyanim do not have the temptation of Koichi Ve'oitzim Yadi. Because the Koyanim don't work. So for that reason, the Koyanim's hands are for sure clean. They're Neki Kapayim. Their hands are clean because they don't even work. As a matter of fact, that's why it's the Koyanim that Duchen. What's Duchening called? What do we call Duchenim? Anyone know? Nesias Kapayim. It means the raising of the hands. It's almost like Natilas Yadayim. It's this Kapayim, the Kaf is the palm. Nesias Kapayim. Why are you calling Duchening should be called, give us a bracha. That's basically what they're doing is the bracha. You're right, they have to raise their hands by the bracha. But what is it? Why is it called raising of the hands? The reason is because, I'm not doing that finger thing. The Spock thing, I don't do that. Because the reason is because the Koyanim can give the bracha because they're Neki Kapayim. Koyanim don't have anything on their hands. They can't say this is all me because they got nothing. They had nothing. They didn't make anything. So the Koyanim are the greatest Tsinor, which is like the pipe through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give his bracha. Because they're never going to think it's Koichi Va'itzem Yadi. That's why it comes Dafka through the Koyanim. And that's the idea why the Koyanim are the ones that put their hands on the hands of the Yisrael and elevate the Yisrael's hands. Just like me. I know I got nothing. Every morsel of bread that I eat, I got from someone else. I don't work for any of it. So too you. The Koyan does, Tenufa raises the Bikurim together with him. That's why Bikurim happens that way. The Pasuk says the following thing, the bracha the Koyan gives, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem should give you bracha. Plenty. This is Gashmius. V'yishmerecha, and he should protect it. What does it mean he should protect it? Rashi says he should save it from shoydadim. Shoydadim are robbers. Litol memoincha, they want to take your money. So in Pasha Pshat, that means the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give you bracha, and he should protect your bracha. But maybe he means also, he should protect your bracha from your Yetzihara, who's going to get you to think, if I'm rich, then you become all haughty, conceited, proud. This is my money, my success. Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem should give you bracha, v'yishmerecha, but he should protect you to keep you humble. Perhaps that's the pshat. Listen to this fascinating thing. And with this, we will begin to close. Back in the day, way back in the day, people used to daven like this. It's the way people davened. Avram Avinu davened like this. The Avos HaKadoshim davened like this. And the Sefer Be'er Sheva asked the question, why is it that we don't daven like that anymore? It's brought down in Halacha to daven like this. Avram Avinu said, V'hari Moisi Yadi El Hashem. Also by Rivka, the Pasuk says, Rivka says she saw as Yitzchak. She saw Yitzchak, and she says, Rav Huna, what did she see in Yitzchak? She saw she yodo shtucha betvila, his hands were standing up in tefillah. So Amra is Adam Gadol. So Yitzchak daven like this. Why don't we daven like this? This is the question. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu also. Vayemel of Moshe, betzesi esair, I'll go out of the city. Ephroish es kapai, I will raise up my hands. So Avram daven like this, Yitzchak daven like this, Moshe daven like this. Why don't we daven like this? Why is it brought in halacha? Dafka to daven. The Rambam says, Miniach yodoy al liboy, put your hands on your heart. Yuminis al smilis, your right hand on your left hand. That's not the way they always daven. But it's not only the Rambam, it's actually in the Gemara. The Gemara says already about Rava. Rava, he was Fochar Yodoy Umatzli. What does that mean, Fochar Yod? It's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. Choyvek Yodov Be'etzbo, Isav Ka'adam Ametzstar Me'emas Rabboi. He's like, he's nervous. That's not the way Avram is fucking. That's not the way they down. See, he says from a Sefer Chakal Yitzchak, a beautiful pshat. He says, a person when he davens has to be honest. You have to be real. It's very important. As a matter of fact, there was a point in time when they took some words out of the tefillah because they said, because we can't really understand this, we can't mean this. It's beyond us. A person davens has to be real. Avram, Yitzchak, and Moshe can really say, Hashem, my hands are to you. They can do that. And they can mean that. Because they don't have a stitch of gaiva. But let's be honest. We're not there. We would like to be there. But in reality, we understand, sadly enough, that we do have a certain amount of gaiva or a feeling that really this is our accomplishments. We can't doubt that way. We daven like this. That's why the halacha is for us to daven with our hands down. The hope is that Be'ez Hashem will be zoiche through our understanding of where we're meant to get to. That through our learning of the halachas of Bikurim, to remind ourselves that really everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we are preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech means Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is nothing other than Hashem. Parshas Bikurim is a beautiful parsha that is there in order for us to really try to recalibrate, try to refocus, and remember that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, if we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Hashem, everything is you, then Hashem will reveal himself. Because as long as we think we're doing things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're doing it, you take care of it. If we tell Hashem, we understand, you're taking care of everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that everyone has Brocha, Hatzlocha, Maksiva, V'chasima Toiva. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.